Practice Test 3. Exercise 3. Page 21. Вы услышите интервью с мужчиной о камерах контроля скорости. В заданиях А8, А14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую номеру выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Mark Feed is with us today to talk about speed cameras. Mark, are speed cameras successful at preventing accidents?
Well, speed cameras force people to reduce their speed. And, since driving too fast is the reason for most accidents on our roads, yes, we can say that speed cameras are successful. Did you know that many speed cameras don't even have any film in them? They are fake cameras, and they are there because as soon as drivers see a camera, they slow down.
Now, the numbers of speed cameras have increased in recent years, haven't they?
Yes, they have. There are about 5,400 speed cameras in the UK now. Now, on many roads, these have reduced accidents by about 50%. Which means that many deaths have been prevented too. According to recent statistics, 873 fewer people are killed or seriously injured on roads every year because these cameras are there.
Mark, tell us about the actual cameras. How do they catch speeding drivers?
Well, there are different types of cameras. One type is called the forward-facing camera. It takes a photo of the front of a car, allowing police to identify both the number plate and the driver. It's becoming very popular because, in the past, some drivers caught speeding didn't pay their fines in the end because they claimed that they didn't know who was driving their car at the time of the offence. These cameras take away any doubt about that. Another type of camera is the mobile speed camera. These cameras are cameras that are hidden in police cars, motorcycles and vans. The great thing about them is that not many drivers know about them. Most drivers think that speed cameras are always fixed to posts on the road. But soon there may be more mobile cameras than fixed cameras.
I understand that some drivers are against speed cameras.
Yes, that's true. These drivers feel that it's unfair and unnecessary to have speed cameras on every road. They say that drivers should only be punished if they speed in areas next to schools or where there are lots of pedestrians. Others say that there should be no speed limit on motorways. A few drivers are so upset about having speed cameras on the roads, they have even damaged or totally destroyed them.
So, Mark, remind us of the penalties of speeding.
Well, you pay a fine, of course, every time you are caught speeding, but you also get points put on your licence. As soon as you get 12 points, your licence is taken away from you. Clearly, this is a disaster for people who really need their cars for their jobs. Sometimes they even lose their jobs. It can be very easy to get 12 points on your licence if you drive a lot. You only have to be caught speeding 4 times after all.
What do the police themselves think of speed cameras?
Good question. You know, many people believe that the police operate speed cameras in order to make money. Of course, this is not true at all. The money that speed cameras make does not even go to the police. Drivers think they are very clever if they find out exactly where the police have placed the cameras and slow down in those areas. But this is exactly what the police want to happen. The police don't want to have to catch drivers who speed. They would prefer it if everyone drove well under the speed limit and our roads were safe.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the recording again.
Mark Thede is with us today to talk about speed cameras. Mark, are speed cameras successful at preventing accidents?
Well, speed cameras force people to reduce their speed. And since driving too fast is the reason for most accidents on our roads, yes, we can say that speed cameras are successful. Did you know that many speed cameras don't even have any film in them? They are fake cameras, and they are there because as soon as drivers see a camera, they slow down.
Now, the numbers of speed cameras have increased in recent years, haven't they?
Yes, they have. There are about 5,400 speed cameras in the UK now. Now, on many roads, these have reduced accidents by about 50%. Which means that many deaths have been prevented too. According to recent statistics, 873 fewer people are killed or seriously injured on roads every year because these cameras are there.
Mark, tell us about the actual cameras. How do they catch speeding drivers?
Well, there are different types of cameras. One type is called the forward-facing camera. It takes a photo of the front of a car, allowing police to identify both the number plate and the driver. It's becoming very popular because, in the past, some drivers caught speeding didn't pay their fines in the end because they claimed that they didn't know who was driving their car at the time of the offence. These cameras take away any doubt about that. Another type of camera is the mobile speed camera. These cameras are cameras that are hidden in police cars, motorcycles and vans. The great thing about them is that not many drivers know about them. Most drivers think that speed cameras are always fixed to posts on the road. But soon there may be more mobile cameras than fixed cameras.
I understand that some drivers are against speed cameras.
Yes, that's true. These drivers feel that it's unfair and unnecessary to have speed cameras on every road. They say that drivers should only be punished if they speed in areas next to schools or where there are lots of pedestrians. Others say that there should be no speed limit on motorways. A few drivers are so upset about having speed cameras on the roads, they have even damaged or totally destroyed them.
So, Mark, remind us of the penalties of speeding.
Well, you pay a fine, of course, every time you are caught speeding, but you also get points put on your licence. As soon as you get 12 points, your licence is taken away from you. Clearly, this is a disaster for people who really need their cars for their jobs. Sometimes they even lose their jobs. It can be very easy to get 12 points on your licence if you drive a lot. You only have to be caught speeding 4 times after all.
What do the police themselves think of speed cameras?
Good question. You know, many people believe that the police operate speed cameras in order to make money. Of course, this is not true at all. The money that speed cameras make does not even go to the police. Drivers think they are very clever if they find out exactly where the police have placed the cameras and slowed down in those areas. But this is exactly what the police want to happen. The police don't want to have to catch drivers who speed. They would prefer it if everyone drove well under the speed limit and our roads were safe.
You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test.